on New Year's Day, 37-year-old Ricky Sorrells. He's a metal welder and a machinist. He's worked with metal his whole professional life. He felt like going deer hunting in the backwoods of his Dublin, Texas home. He shares this with his wife and daughter. And Dublin is only about 8 to 10 miles west of Stephenville. And both of those small towns, as I was saying earlier, to keep this in mind, form this triangle with close by Selden, where Tim Allen was. And the sun was just lowering below some oak trees near his house. And Ricky thought that he had enough time to go deer hunting. So he put on his hunting camouflage, he grabbed his rifle, and it was already set at 9 power for deer hunting. And he headed really rapidly for his feeders and a game trail. Well, little did he know that he was about to encounter something so large just above his woods that he couldn't see the edges of what was above him in any direction.
It was that big.
It's that big, and it may be that what Ricky Sorrells saw close up only 300 feet above him might be an answer to all these other light sightings at night, because nobody has ever seen what is supporting all those other lights. But like the pilot had said, a mile by a half mile, and we are now at Ricky Sorrell's daylight, well, sunset sighting, and estimated to be out 300 feet. And what I thought I'd do is just share a couple of minutes leading up so you can hear in Ricky Sorrell's own voice the most amazing thing that he sees coming from what is above him.
All right, Linda.
For some reason, I look up and I look back down looking for deer. I don't know what made me look up. When I realized what I saw with my eyes, I immediately looked back up. And there was this thing. I couldn't see the edges. I couldn't see the front of it. I didn't think about looking behind me to see if I could see the back of it.
Above you, the sky is now completely obliterated by something that is unknown to you?
Yes, ma'am. How far underneath it, I'm not for sure I was. But apparently I've walked underneath this thing. I first realized it, and I looked up. But what in the world is this? I raised my rifle up, and because I was in such a hurry to go deer hunting, I did not turn it down from 9 power to 3 power. So when I raised my rifle up, it's still on 9 power. It's real blurry. I immediately turned down my rifle power to 3, and I looked back up there at it, and I can see this, I would call it a mirage coming off of it. It wasn't steam. I don't know. I've seen it like on highway, how the heat waves come up.
Right.
And this was coming down. I really didn't know what to think. I wasn't scared. And so I dropped my gun, and that I really started noticing how big this thing was. I also noticed that it had these round indentions. They were in a grid pattern, left to right, front to back. They were all about 40 foot apart. They were deep into this. It basically looked like a piece of sheet iron that had been pressed. I noticed that I couldn't see any bolts, no rivets, no welds, no seams. I was really studying the structure of this, trying to get an idea of how it was built.
Now, I'll go into some details.
Jeez,
because...
what a sighting.
Oh, this is. And George, if you haven't been to Earth Files, go there now so you can see Ricky Sorrell's drawings. It's the top at earthfiles.com. There's a hot link to this story. And he drew for me, and to put it Earth Files, as best he could, what it looked like from where he was on the ground in his wooded area, looking straight up and not being able to see any sky, but only what appeared to be a perfectly flat surface that he thinks is metallic. But he said, Linda, I didn't touch it, so all I know is that and this is really important because this has come up in other UFO cases over the decades. It looked like a mold. There was nothing that, and he's a machinist, and he's used to working with metal. and he could not believe that he's looking at one huge, gigantic, and think it may be a mile long and a half a mile wide.
Unbelievable.
Right? And that it has all of these cone-shaped holes separated by 40 feet in a grid pattern the entire length as far as he can see. Now, Ricky Sorrells, after we did an interview, he even went back to the woods. He was so curious. He stood exactly where he was with his scope and where his eyes were, and he said, Linda, I realized that I could only see about 3 football field lengths, that's about 900 to 1,000 feet, from where I was because it's a wood. And he couldn't tell how much further this thing was. But now what I'm trying to communicate for you and our coast listeners to visualize, at the minimum, Ricky Sorrells, going back to where the trees and how big this thing was, he was seeing at least 1,000 feet of it.
My gosh.
Right? And every piece of it, every 40 feet, is a hole, and I'll give you the dimensions. And you can see in the drawings at Earth Files that he did a close-up on one of the cones, and he did the wide shot. And he estimated that they were into the surface of this huge thing by about six feet, maybe 8 feet at the deepest, but we took measures in the interview that if they went in 6 feet, they tapered from a 6 feet diameter. So these are big holes, bunches of them, all as he's drawn them, equally spaced, but the holes themselves were 6 feet in diameter, he estimated, and then they were tapering down to, or tapering up. I mean, you have to get from his position looking at something flat that has holes in it, so they're tapering up into this. And he estimated that the circles inside of the cones that he could see were about half the diameter of the surface. So from 6 feet down to 3 feet, think of a cone that was, he estimated, maybe 8 feet penetrating into the surface of whatever this was. And in the drawing, you can see these circles with the tree branch are representing what would be three-dimensional cones, all of the same color. And it was so interesting. He is a machinist. He works with metal. And he said that the color, every inch of this, the embedded holes, the surface, was the color of what's called barn tin when it's faded.